Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
Sports to the Max is on the air. News Talk 830 WCCO. Reaching 17 different states effectively and the province of Manitoba. All that right from... It's really weird when you come in here. If you grew up here and you grew up with WCCO. It's never lost on me when I walk in here. Because this... I just think about... Because this building's been the same for, I don't know how many years, probably since they opened the dang place, huh? Feels like that when you walk in sometimes. But anyway, you think about all the broadcasts that have gone out in this nerve center for Minnesota, which is WCCO. It's kind of like the station of record. It's a place you need to go to if you want to really know what's going on. And you walk into this building, you think, boy, you've been pumping out that signal for how many years? People have been out driving and riding and in the cars and hunting and, you know, so many different memories. I always think about in the fall because we'd go pheasant hunting. We'd be out road hunting when I was a kid, you know. You drive around, you stop, you walk a slough, you walk a ditch. But in between, you'd have Ray Christensen on doing gopher games or whatever. Or the Vikings the next day with Paul Flatley doing the post-game show. And it was just, it was a part of you. And it still is. But when I walk in here, it's like, oh, this is it, man. This is where it all happens. This is where they've been blasting that signal for all these years. And, like, I'll be out in North Dakota sometimes hunting, and early in the morning, you'll turn it on at, like, 5 in the morning. It'll be clear as a bell, and you'll be, like, by Grand Forks. You listen to Dave Lee, who went to college in Grand Forks at UND. And you're just listening to it, and it's like you're in the Twin Cities listening to it. You think, wow, this is so cool. And then all the legendary voices, Steve Cannon and Boone and Erickson and Mike Lynch and Dave Lee and, you know, on and on we go, obviously, when you start talking about a station of this magnitude. But it's that everybody had to enter through the same door and come up to the second floor to broadcast. And I think about that when I walk in. Sometimes I forget and I try to remind myself, you know, this is just the way it works. This is the locker room. This is where you walk up. This is where you take the elevator, and all the people that have come through here as guests, too. I saw a post by John Quick, a former program director here today, of he and Roger Erickson, and there was some beautiful blonde with a baseball hat on in the picture, too. I don't know who that was. But it reminded me, and he was paying homage to Roger Erickson because we lost him, you know, on this day. Was it 2 years ago? And so he was just, it was a reminder. And when I saw that, it reminded me of what this place really is, you know. It's CCL. It's Boone and Erickson. It's all those things that they did for so many years so well. And it's still going strong. And it's still sending out that big boomer, that big signal, and you still got the Twins on there and the Timberwolves and all that stuff. Still originates from where I sit right here, and that's hard to fathom for me. It's hard to get my arms around it because it's just been, there have been so many broadcasts out of here and so many daily things and then the remotes and the games and all that stuff. All right here on WCCO. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool stuff. It's pretty cool to be, not even to be a part of, to be a fan of more than anything. I don't think of myself as a part of CCO. I think of myself as kind of a fan of CCO. Because I just kind of watch from afar and listen from afar for all those years. And even when I'm working here, I'm listening to it a lot when I'm not here. And it just, it's almost like I don't even feel like I'm on the CCO team. That I've just kind of watched it, listened to it from afar. And that's a cool place. The first time I was ever on the air here was with Steve Cannon. He used to put me on once a week to do high school football stuff, high school sports. And I couldn't believe, I was like 25, 26 years old, young. And I couldn't believe the reaction that I'd get from people. Oh, yeah, I heard you. You know, heard you with Can, heard you with Can. And you go, whoa, man. And that's when I realized the power that he had in this town for so long. And I remember going to his, after he passed away at his house, they had an open house for some of us. And we were fortunate enough to go there and just to, see his wife and kids and all those things. Think about, he talked about his place in South Minneapolis, and Kenwood, whatever it is there. And for all those years. And it was like, this is really cool, This is cool stuff. Does anybody think that Jesse Ventura, who had his own radio show on here, by the way, remember that after he got elected, every Friday he'd do a radio show, and that continued. It was a 12-year run, actually, because it was 4 years from him and 8 years from Tim Pawlenty. They'd have their Friday radio show from right here for an hour, where they'd kind of address any issues they wanted in the state of Minnesota. It was a good deal. And then Mary Pawlenty would co-host, and when Governor was off, sometimes they'd have me come in and co-host with her. And that was a tradition for a long time, having the governors do a radio show. But I keep thinking about this, and I don't know. I'm probably outthinking myself on this one. If anybody has an opinion on it, call me 651-989-9226. But one of the things that Jesse Ventura, we found out when the governor was he was more of a strategist than you thought. There was more thought that went into his campaign and how to go about winning over Minnesota than you thought. There was more genius behind it than you thought. I can remember going to a high school football game in the fall of 1998 to cover it. And Marcus Levesser, we were doing a story on that. And I say that because Marcus Levesser was a great quarterback and wrestler at Minneapolis and Bloomington Kennedy. And then at Augsburg, he was national champ like three times and played quarterback on the football team. Just an outstanding athlete. And I just saw him the other day. He's a trainer for Lifetime Fitness. And I just saw him the other day. He was working somebody out. He does the personal training stuff. And anyway, he was playing at that time in the Minneapolis City Conference. We went out to do a story on him because he's a talented player. And it was a 3 p.m. game because that's when they play their games, the City Conference. And went out there and they were playing Roosevelt. And maybe he played for Roosevelt. I can't remember. Anyway, in the crowd, it was a very small crowd. It's September day. And Jesse Ventura was in the stands because it was his alma mater. And we were 6 weeks away from the election. So I thought, that's kind of strange to come out to it. I don't know what you do or how you can go about your campaigning. I can't imagine you could garner that many votes there. But he's running for governor. Three-man race, right? He, Norm Coleman, and Humphrey. And so I took time. I knew him well enough to sit down by him and visit with him a bit. And he was telling me at that time, now it all seems like a foregone conclusion, he's telling me that he's going to win the governor's race. And I don't know if you remember this, but not many people gave him much of a chance. And he was insisting that he was going to win the governor's race because he understood his own polls. And he said that at the state fair, the guy at the foot-long hot dog stand right next to his said he'd never seen crowds like Jesse was getting at the state fair. And I said, well, that's I don't know if that's a lot to project that you're going to win the governorship on. But you got to go for it, right? And he was telling me all these things. Well, lo and behold, he shocks the world, right? Becomes the governor. During his tenure, Donald Trump comes in, and I don't know, they met a couple of times for different things. I don't even know what it would be. I don't know where their paths would have crossed. But Ventura says the one piece of advice that he gave Trump, and I say this because now I'm not so sure that it's not playing out, and certainly it's played out in the past. And I don't know if Trump would say, I got that from Jesse, or if he'd just say that's an extension of who I am. But one of the things that Jesse was marvelous about was saying the absurd, taking a stand on something that was way out there, and then that becoming a headline in the paper and on the news. And what I learned later in the advice that he gave to Trump was, if you say something and you throw something out there that is so out there that they have to cover it, that they have to, it becomes a headline, a lightning rod. It fuels talk cable, Twitter, in this day and age, Twitter, talk radio, everything. If you throw something out there that's that wild, that crazy, it's not that it gets you the attention that matters. It's not that it gets you the attention that it that you're necessarily seeking, but what it does is it keeps them from talking about your opponents. And that's the more effective part of it, is it keeps your opponents out of the headlines so that they can't get traction, so that the public doesn't know that much about them. And as long as you're out there, if you're taking some wild stand that seems like it's off the charts and blah, that's okay. Even if they're going to come after you, even if people are going to just shake their head and say, I can't believe he said that, he did that, blah, blah, blah. It keeps the attention off your opponents. And the other reason I say that is, through this whole impeachment procedure, I see O'Rourke now is dropping out. I mean, I can't remember three things about the Democratic contingent that's running for president in the last few weeks. I mean, they talk a lot about supporting the impeachment process. But in terms of, I mean, can anybody out there remember anything we've learned about those candidates over the last few weeks? I don't think so. I mean, I can't think of anything that I've learned or a time where, you know, they've said, this is what Amy Klobuchar stands for, or here's her take on global warming, whatever it is that you would want to distinguish yourself with. Joe Biden's the only one that gets in the foxhole here, and he was on 60 Minutes the other night. But I mean, how do you sell your message when the only message anybody's paying attention to is the impeachment proceedings? And so if you could drag that out for a couple more months, maybe I'm wrong on this. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. But I'm always curious and enthralled by philosophies of strategy, because I think it's the same thing that we see with football coaches, with managers. Everybody has a philosophy or a way of distinguishing themselves and coming up with a strategy, something that they think, well, you know, in football, let's send this guy that everybody thinks is going to get the ball out to the right, and then we're going to throw it to the left. It's the same, conceptually, it's the same thing, but it's just a different strategy or a different projection of. And when I see what's happening here, I don't know if you can say this is with Trump's blessing. I don't know if he's going, boy, this impeachment stuff is really good. I hope they keep talking about impeachment, because that's going to all those people running in the Democratic Party can't get any elections. I don't know that he's saying that, or if he thought through this and he thought, well, this is, I'm going to go do this in Ukraine, and then they'll try to impeach me, and then in the meantime they won't spend any time talking about themselves. I don't know, but I would say this, back to the Ventura philosophy, I don't see where anybody's getting any traction, or where I know Kamala Harris, who is she? What's she stand for? I see she's cutting back on her expenses, which tells you what? Not far away from waving the white flag, probably, and saying enough of this. You know, that's what it feels like. And I don't know if that was intended or not, but we certainly haven't gotten to know much about the other candidates. And this goes back to Minnesota. I mean, this goes back. I'm telling you, this is Ventura 101. And it is what he told Trump to do, but I don't know that in this case it would be the same. Let's go to Mike in Shakopee. Mike, do you concur?
Hey, Mike. Great topic tonight. I just started listening and had to give in my 2 cents, because I don't think the thing is about Trump. I don't think Donald Trump is saying the stuff that's way out there. That's on the Democratic side. I think Trump is what most of us do believe in and agree with. And one of those things is climate change, because I think a lot of us don't buy it.
Yeah, and he certainly is. I mean, and he's forthright in it, right? He doesn't mess around with it. But if you can get him, you get mad at him and spend all your time upset with Donald Trump about climate change, guess what? You're not talking about whoever's running against him. Mike, thanks for your call.
To me, Mike.
Oh, we lost one, I think, there, Susan. Oh. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Mike. But it seems to me that's an interesting strategy. And like I said, this might not be a strategy at all when it comes to impeachment. That's pretty serious business. But I can't, and I'm kind of a casual here, right? I go home. I might call up the cable channels and see what they're saying, but they're so predictable now. I mean, it's so predictable what you're going to get from the cable channels now that they've all decided who they are. I mean, CNN and MSNBC are far left, and, you know, CNN pretends they're not, but they are, and then Fox is to the right. Let's go to Duke and Crystal quickly. Duke, you got a quick comment?
Hey, You know what, Mike, the gentleman there before you, if that's what America is all about to him, then it's sad because, let me tell you something, we'll come around and America's going to get through this, but I'm not going to support a president that lies every time that he opens his mouth, that never releases.
But you're off point
like
now. The point is that's not the point,
that
though.
Obstructs every day.
That's every not day, the point of this discussion. Let him go. It's not that it's because of this. This is why you can't ever bring this stuff up. The question is, do you think he's effectively moved people away from paying attention to the – that's all it is. It's not about whether or not you like him or you don't like him. It's a strategic question. It's not about who you're going to vote for and what you – blah, 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 blah. I'm just asking rhetorically, do you think it's been effective? Because every time that everybody points to him, they're not pointing to the people that are running against him. That's the only question, but we're not going to continue this because then we end up with those kind of calls. The Wixson Jewelers time is 6:50. Shop an unrivaled collection of jewelry and watches with an incredible level of personalized service at Wixson Jewelers in Bloomington.
Sports to the max.
Welcome back. Lee Hutton's going to join us. 7 o'clock hour, former Gopher. Talk a little bit about pay to play in the college front. He's representing a lot of Gopher athletes, and he's got a pretty good insight into it. Dave Wright will join us, the one and only, retiring at Hamline University as the SID, but just a longtime figure over in St. Paul for a lot of reasons. Graham Gresseth will give us an update on Western Minnesota hunting. Ryan Souter will talk about what's going on in South Dakota and much more straight ahead. Every once in a while on Facebook, you'll see something that catches your attention. This is one of those that I guess it goes viral if lots of people repost it. And what it is, in kind of apropos, because it's we're playing section football tonight, section high school football finals tonight. And it's I guess this is a piece that you would sell that you could put up in your son or grandson's bedroom, I would think, or something like that. It's a football, and it's got the following inscription on it. It says, "To my grandson, I want you to believe deep in your heart that you're capable of achieving anything you put your mind to, that you will never lose. You either win or learn. Just go forth and aim for the skies. I can't promise to be here for the rest of your life, but I can promise to love you for the rest of mine. Love, grandparents." Isn't that cool? You either win or you learn. Now think about that. I'm talking to myself now, too, by the way. Think about that. If you can just look at life and participation as I can't lose by doing this, even if I don't start or we don't win, because at minimum, by putting myself out there, by being vulnerable, by going for it, I learn something. I learn something, and that by itself is victory. So if I win, great. If I achieve, great. That's wonderful. But if I don't, then I still learn. And the only way I can learn is by being a participant. Not by standing on the sidelines, not by saying how the doer of deeds should have done it better, but by being a participant is the only way that I can learn. And that gets back to us talking about this a couple of weeks ago. You know, you might not like your politicians, but I say to myself, well, if I don't like it, then I can go run for office. You know, I don't just need to sit like, I can go run for office if I don't like who's out there. Or I can help finance a campaign or volunteer or whatever, but it's not enough just to sit and complain and shoot my mouth off. You got to have something that you can do that does it and that moves this, whatever it is, in the right direction. I just don't like those people that sit and, you know, as the Vikings say anything about all the people that criticize them. By the way, Minneapolis North won today 50-0 over St. Agnes. And, you know, you talk about that running up the score. They didn't. It was 50-0 at the half. So I want to say kudos to Minneapolis North, because what they could have done and what they did are two different things. Once they got the big lead, they said enough. And they certainly could have scored more points. And they didn't. And they were unbelievable. They had a 74-yard one-play drive and a 48-yard one-play drive. And they took their foot off the pedal, and I think that's pretty cool. So, let's see. Never forget the – okay, here's the other one that moved today. To my son, never forget that I love you wherever your journey in life may take you. I pray you'll always be safe, enjoy the ride, and never forget your way back home. I'm always here for you. Love, Dad. These are things that just, I guess they, I don't know how they do this, but it's on my Facebook feed or whatever you call it. And pretty cool stuff, you know. You read it and you go, yeah, yeah, that's pretty good. Plenty more to talk about. Lee Hutton, should they pay these athletes? Should he's been right at the fore. He's seen it. He's got a front row seat. He'll tell us next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.